This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, like I said, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, when I'm gone tonight, I have to set everything back up for me. Uncomfortable, look at me. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, really, seriously, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being with us, taking your time to enjoy the, I hope you enjoy the show, because if you're sitting here watching the show, listening to the show, and you don't like it, I have to question your sanity now, wouldn't I? Seriously. Anyway, as a, what the heck? Oh, I know who that is. That's Siri. Siri on my cell phone. Every time I say seriously, she thinks I'm talking to her. That'd be great. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. Okay, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for the email blast, if you would. And seriously, no, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you, when you write me, joe@therealside.com, that's one way to do it. If you want to be noticed by text message that the show is starting, simply text TRS. Now, it sounds like a bunch of snakes, right? TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. There's a lot of news going on. There's a lot of news going on in the next hour. We're going to talk about as it pertains to what's happening with the impeachments. I don't know what to call it. Someone want to help me? It's like the impeachment circus. You can't really call it a hearing because the Dems are only they're only hearing what they want to hear. But, I mean, seriously, again, if it was above board, and the numbers show that people don't trust them. Right? What was it the other day? 24% of Americans feel like this is above board and honest? That's scary. How'd the number get that high? And then more and more independents, the numbers rising on those who do not believe he should be impeached and do think that this is nothing more than a circus. So, finally, a little justice for Christian prayer and Christians. A ban on Christian prayer at a high school and football game is reversed by the 11th Circuit Court. That's right, in Tampa. I think it was earlier this week. A U.S. Court of Appeals reversed a lower court's decision prohibiting two Christian schools from praying. Think about it. Christian schools from praying. Are we serious? The now, the caveat here is they prayed over the loudspeaker at the Citrus Bowl before a state championship game. The 11th Circuit Court acknowledged that Cambridge Christian School's argument that its free speech and free exercise rights were violated. In 2015, the Florida High School Athletic Association, it's called FHSAA, had forbidden Cambridge Christian School from using the public address system at the Citrus Bowl to pray before the start of a football game against the University Christian School. Two Christian schools who open up in prayer at their home turf couldn't do it because it was, public stadium. Now, they suggested that because the stadium was city-owned and the football agency was a state agency, that it violated the Constitution to allow two private Christian schools to pray over a state-owned microphone. Well, what if it was a Christian-owned microphone? What if they bought it? Christians pay taxes, too, I think. Thought they checked. Anyway, the after the FHSAA issued its decision, the players, coaches, fans were devastated. They went on to say, "We were really excited to play at the championship game. It's been our tradition to pray ever since I've been on the team." But then they said we couldn't pray and our tradition was ruined. It was very disappointing. By banning the pregame prayer over loudspeaker, the football organization sent a message to these students that prayer is wrong and something you should be ashamed of. Right? I mean, think about that. You realize it's exactly that in the opposite whenever we as Christians or whatever conservatives ban something. Whenever we say you should use the bathroom for which you have the genitalia for, then what are we doing? We're saying you should be wrong and ashamed of feeling like you're the other gender. At least that's what they throw at us. But it never works for them. Do you ever notice that? Whatever they say and believe is real and true and should be followed and carried out. It's just unreal. A federal judge back in February 2017, they sided with the football group. They said First Liberty Institute and First Liberty Institute appealed it to the 11th Circuit. They argued that the First Amendment protects the rights of the students and the teachers, especially at a private Christian school, to pray before a football game. Right? And he went on to say, and both teams are Christians and have the tradition of prayer. Now, I'll tell you what. I recently had the same thing happen. Or kind of, right? Some of you know about the shooting that we had in our school district where I'm at. And, you know, thank you. I got a boatload of emails from you guys. Thank you so much for caring about what's going on, for caring about what's going on here in our home district. There was a memorial, I don't even know what to, a vigil for them. And some of the hardcore left-leaning progressive Bernie types were extremely upset. You know why? At the vigil. Because there was Jesus songs. And you can't have Jesus songs at a vigil, especially when both kids were Christians that died. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Hopefully, Corey Duncan will join us after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I don't set this up. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. I just like the horns in that song, can I? Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. Thank you for being part of the solution. Part of the solution, I mean, for real. You should be part of the solution. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution. And talk about being a part of a solution. I don't know anybody who's, well, I'll say I know very few people that is outspoken, upfront, and in your face as the guy you've all been waiting all week for. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to kind of enlighten us and give us the reality of what's going on around us. Corey, thanks for being with me.
You know, Joe, it is an esteemed pleasure, and it's the highlight of the Duncan household, is for me to appear on here every week. I want to say you were very, 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 very pinpoint about what you said. I am, but see, being outspoken is one thing, but dealing with facts and being outspoken is another. And I think that's what I bring to the table. I bring more of factual than the hooping and hollering. Hooping and hollering doesn't prove that you know anything. It just proves that you can hoop and holler. That's it.
That's old school. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
That makes you old.
Yes, sir.
You know hoop and holler.
Well, a lot of people hoop at the hoop and holler because that's a part of their personality that they think that's how it is to push, you know, to get that point across where they had no facts or whatever, or they listening to other people.
If you're going to bring facts to the table,
they listen to other people get their facts and then go on their show or go on somebody else's show and try to make it sound like they know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of that goes on.
All right,
but anyway, I also want to say that, you know, before we go any further, because I know how we take off on here.
We do.
We take off. But next week, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and everything. You know, I know we'll talk next week, but, you know, just enjoy the holiday. Enjoy your family, because I know I'm going to enjoy myself, and our family's going to enjoy themselves.
I wouldn't want to feed your family, my friend.
That's what food stamps is for. You know, that's food stamps and stuff like that. You know, the system. You know. You know. Also, the worst day in American history is tomorrow. And, you know, I know I always, every year, talk about this, John F. Kennedy assassination. So 12:30 tomorrow, you can look at the clock and say, man, 59 or 57 years ago or whatever, you know, the worst day in American history that still will not get solved and stuff, you know.
Well, wait a minute. No. Don't be such a naysayer, because there was a fellow that came out and said he knew where Hoffa was buried. And not only that, he was the one who buried him.
Mm. Well, the thing of it is that you always have disinformation people that come out and put everything. I mean, one big disinformation person that really, and I had a chance to kind of tap into him was Alex Jones. And he was a big disinformation person that was put out there by a certain intelligence apparatus, as of who I will not say or whatever. But, the thing of it is just...
Can I sign up with them? Will they pay me to put out disinformation?
Well, first of all, you have to be a minion, and you're not a minion.
That's probably why.
And you're not, you have to be taught that from, you know, a lot of teaching that goes on or whatever. But, I had a conversation with a friend of mine today. He said, hey, Corey, did you see the circus, the Democrat net? I said, why would I want to watch that? I said, you know, and then he said, hey, you seen the impeachment hearing? I said, I don't watch that either, because if you want to learn how to spend $10 million or 20 or however much it is, that's when you take and watch stuff like that, to see how money is wasted on something. You know, it's just stupid. But we all know what this is about. It's about politics. It's about, because they have poor candidates that's going to be running. So the DNC says, hey, our last ditch effort is to try to dig up this much dirt on this man. Really, if I was President Trump, I would have a lot of these guys sitting in a courtroom suing them. Because if I'm the President of the United States, and you're sitting there, you're talking to me on secure phone lines and everything else, and I talk to you, and then you take and make your own tape of it, or try to use it so you can get your face on television. See, this is the world we live in.
Slow down. One second, though. I mean, to your point, second. These guys, they're not supposed to be making copies of this. They're not supposed to do that.
Absolutely not.
And they're in the military. This is not like they're civilians. These are military men.
I see we have Secret Service protection now. They're going to move his family because he's been getting a lot of death threats and stuff like that. But the I mean, for him to be a military man, and that, I mean, you got a lot of people a little upset at you, my friend. You got a lot of people upset at you because, I mean, even if Barack Obama, I mean, even if it was him and it was me, I wouldn't sell it. I mean, he's the commander in chief, no matter how much I can't say professionally I don't like his policies, but to sit and say that I hate a person, no, I'm not going to sit and say I hate him because I don't deal with them directly. But for somebody to sell him out like this and be the military chief, but that just goes to show you where we are in this country, where the loyalty, even in the military, is being disrupted. You know, so look, there's a lot of people that they have no integrity. They don't have a lot of morals.
There's no loyalty, and they don't really understand what being a true American is, because they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Look, this is an ideology disagreement. This is not a treasonous disagreement. This is a quid pro quo. Quo, are we serious? This has been going on in politics since somebody learned how to spell the word politics, right?
Not only that, business dealings is done with all politicians, with other entities and countries where they're socialists or whatever like that. So my thing with this, to sit up and, like, you know, get all upset about, hey, look, Joe Biden, all of them are a bunch of crooks. You can't be an attorney without being a crook.
Oh,
well, I'm only telling the truth. You can't be an attorney. We have a family member that's an attorney, and she's a crook. I know firsthand she's a crook.
All right. And apparently she won't be coming to your house for Thanksgiving, but we're going to go to break. Joe is at your house. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. He'll be back unless his family member, who's an attorney, finds him first. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor Fiona Hill said that U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland carried out, quote, a domestic political errand for Donald Trump. She also said that he was operating outside official diplomatic channels under direct orders from the president. Also, she was upset about the way Maria Yovanovitch was treated by the White House upon her exit.
Well, I was very concerned about the circumstances in which her reputation had been maligned repeatedly on television and in all kinds of exchanges. I felt that was completely unnecessary. necessary. And then on the second front, it was very clear at this point that there was a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine.
Testimony from Hill and David Holmes capped an intense week in the historic inquiry. Hill, a former aide to then National Security Advisor John Bolton, sternly warned the Republicans and the president to, quote, stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 elections. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Joe Messina, I can't stand it. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You know, he's going to hang up on me if I tell him what. Anyway, Joe Messina, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
I know what he's doing. Say.
Let me just bring him in, okay? Because I just have so much fun with him. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with. No, I got to tell you something, okay? Every time I hear that song, every time they use that song to bring us back in, all I can see is your face on Hammer's body doing that dance on the stage where he's, you know, the big, what are those, parachute pants, I think they call them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys probably still wear them out there in the Fillmore District out there in California. Well, that's right. That's further north, though, north of you or whatever. You know, Joe, we live in an interesting world, you know, and I want to tell you the family says hello.
And, hello, family.
Children are doing awesome in school. I'm really proud of my sons and daughters and even my grandchildren.
You are an old man. You got a boatload of grandchildren. Good for you.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. I'm blessed, man. I'm as happy as I've been ever in my life, financially, spiritually, and also I have nothing to want for. But really, what I really want for Christmas this year, and I know Anna's listening, and so really, what I want this year, you know what I want? A Hess truck.
Oh,
and I know my kids are listening. That's why I said that, because they don't want the Hess truck. But guess what? You're going to get the Hess truck, because guess what? You know what? That's back to a time, and, you know, it really makes me feel a certain kind of way, where things were innocent. You know, every childhood, every person should always, especially this time of year, should always grasp that, especially with things coming up like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. You know, a lot of people just think it's just about getting drunk or whatever like this, or bringing that, or, you know, put the old and bringing in the new. But it's really about your family. And the bottom line is that when you have grandchildren, you have kids of your own, and, you know, or whatever, what have you, it just makes you be, you know, very humble about, especially when you've been through a lot in your life. I just wanted to say that, because a lot of people, we get on here and we talk about politics and talk about how people are nasty and this and that and vile and evil, but, you know, we still live in the greatest country on earth.
They do.
We got a lot of crazy people that run around, but You know, I also want to say that everyone, you know, if you see a military person or a police officer or a first responder, shake their hand. Let them know that you care, that you even give a you-know-what, that they're out here actually doing this kind of stuff. I know a lot of people that's working during Thanksgiving that work, you know, in departments that I used to work in, still giving damn here and there. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But like, there's a lot of people that still making sure that this country is safe while you're sitting with your family. So make sure that you get thanks also to them also.
You know what? So. We don't do that enough. We don't, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and we're thanking God for all the blessings we have. But, you know, some people, more and more people I know now, go out to eat on Thanksgiving, which I guess is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. But we don't. You're exactly right. We do not thank those people that work hard to make sure that food is good. Make sure the food is safe, right?
We thank the military, but our intelligence agencies also need to tip our heads to them. Do they always do the right things, the FBI? No, we've seen a lot of their spinoffs and stuff that they don't do the right things. But you know, I still tip my hat to all FBI, U.S. Marshals, Secret Service, even the grand old daddy of them all, the Central Intelligence Agency, and everyone else that's involved in this country. It's a lot of those guys that are somewhere up in the Afghan mountains or somewhere around the world, and they're actually making sure that you're able to do all that. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
Well, you can throw it out there real slow. I don't care. So education is close to your heart and my heart. And this story here I thought you'd appreciate. There was a Christian school, actually two Christian schools, and they were playing football. They were getting ready to play football, and they were told that they could no longer pray before the game over the loudspeaker. So I want you to think about this. Two Christian schools coming together to play each other. Now, I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, right, that the parents of these two teams sent to a Christian school are probably, in most cases, Christian parents. And some bonehead had to step in from the outside, who had nothing to do with any of this, to open his or her mouth and say, oh, no, 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 they can't do that, because they're playing at a public field. And that public field has a microphone that's paid for by tax dollars, and therefore you have to have a separation of church and state. And one federal judge says, well, they're right, you have to have a separation. And finally, the 11th Circuit Court stepped in and said, you guys are morons, you need to stop it. And I tell people all the time, this is why you have to understand, we're not in the clear yet because President Trump is there fighting for us. You still have to fight locally. Isn't this like crazy? Or what? You're not surprised.
Let me say this. President Trump is on the executive level, and as I always tell people, educate them about this, is that President Trump does need our help. What he needs us to do, he doesn't need all of this. What President Trump is doing, and if I was to ever run for president or anything like that and stuff, I would make sure, or I have a strong economic plan. I would make sure that I have an economic plan that would stop these men from being boys, which Barack Obama made a lot of these people not men, but he turned them from men into boys and stuff because, you know, he told them just sit at home, you know, be an Al Bundy, you know, with your hand in your pants or whatever like that, and, you know, play video games. You got to put down a hand controller. That's where it starts. But people are more worried about, as I always say, optics, the background, instead of worrying about getting people the vote, registration drives, and whatever. And I'm going to get with a lot of people about getting that done, because that's what you're going to have to do in 2020. You don't have to push the narrative about President Trump. Everybody knows who President Trump is. They know his personality. They know his accolades. They know how he operates. They know his temper. They know how he tweets. Okay, we know all that. Okay, but the man has done a lot for this country even before he became president, leading up when he was campaigning. Then when he became president, he got a lot of things done that's helping out economically. He's bringing the companies back to this country that had left, And see, but that's my thing. But if you're putting money in families, in middle class families' pockets, and you also are doing things to make their lives better economically, and you're putting food on, you know, they'd be able to buy cars and put food on the table. Somebody, I was telling someone today, I said, the infrastructure in this country is horrible. And that's because of 8 years of Barack Obama. But like I told myself, with these kids during the summertime and these guys that claim there's no jobs, don't put them to work to build these bridges, to fix this or to fix that. See, that's what you do. You take and you don't go and get an outside consortium. You get your people that's on the inside of the country, because if they're doing things to make lives better and the people make sure bridges don't fall apart and this and that and things, infrastructure in the country, then they feel more proud about what they're doing and more proud about this country. See, yep. As they always say, you win the hearts and minds of any adversary, then you don't have to worry about this. See, that's strategic thinking. That's on a four or five dimensional level. A lot of us just think one and two dimensional. That's why we had the problems that we had.
Spell that again. Strategical thinking. Oh my God! Seriously, you want people to use strategy? What they think?
Well, they don't. They use strategy for foolishness and debauchery and things like that. You have a lot of people that do that, and you know, in the end of the day, you still don't achieve your goal. What you do is when you achieve your goal to a certain point, and then you have to, you know, everything isn't about proving about what you have or what you don't have. It's about making other people's lives better. That's why I say in the couple years in some hospitals built in 2025, that's about the VA. That's about giving back to citizens that can't afford operations. And I'm definitely going to make sure that I make sure every cent that I ever have will be devoted to things of that nature, and also our veterans, because our veterans are getting treated very, even with President Trump in office, they're still not meeting the standards that we should be for our veterans. And it's sad. It truly is.
Oh, I agree with you. I so agree with you. All right, Joe Messina, your host. You hear the music. We're both capitalists. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, Corey Duncan, don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I like that. That should be the theme song for Congress. Frankenstein by Edgar Winter. Perfect. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him on, because I know how much you enjoy him. I do, too. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. And, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, always a pleasure to appear. Thank you, and the family says hello to you, and family. Hope everyone and your family is going to enjoy the holiday coming up. That best wishes and God bless to everyone, and also ask that everyone continue to follow Deanna and the rest of the gang, the Duncans. www.conservativegang.com. Thank you.
It's all thanks. You know, it's funny. I was telling somebody the day. I actually get pictures of it. I was going to post them up because I'm walking into the store, and one whole aisle was Halloween candy, right, a couple of weeks ago. And then there was another whole aisle for Thanksgiving stuff, and then the aisle behind it had Christmas trees. I'm like, hello? What's wrong with you people? So anyway, the other day I went in there to get something, this little Rite Aid store, and all the Halloween candy was 50% off already. Right? The Thanksgiving stuff was like, looked like somebody puked up Thanksgiving all over the place. It was all over the place. And the Christmas stuff, I got blow up Santas up on top of the shelves and whatever. And I'm thinking, wow, This is, it's so commercialized now. It's disgusting. You know, I want a little nicety to it, you know?
Well, you're not going to get that because the consumer situation and how business runs is different now. We saw all of this coming when we was growing up that, you know, each year, they would be 4 months ahead of schedule, not even knowing whether half of us going to be here in the next 2 minutes or the next 2 hours. So,
right.
But that's capitalism at its best. And, with a little soft socialism in between. But,
yeah, no kidding.
It's not dumbing subject. The DNC and the RNC, the DNC is having the same problem that the RNC had for 8 years of Barack. They kept putting up candidates that was not even worthy of being a candidate. Now the tables are turned. The DNC has no light but a bunch of crybaby socialists, pansexuals, distraught, mean, nasty women that hate all men. They don't like no men at all or whatever. And then you got this old guy who believes that windmills is going to run the world and stuff like this. You know, it is a travesty when you have to ask Hillary Clinton pretty much and Joe Biden, who can't even, he looked like he need a nap. And Hillary, you know, that's our George Soros brother. And so, alleged. And so, where is a true candidate that they have besides Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton? They don't have anyone. That's why I was like, I don't know why everyone is so worried about them. As you should be, I would never say sleep on anyone, but President Trump pretty much, even I've heard some hardcore black liberals say that he's going to get elected again, isn't he? I said, master going to get elected again. We going to have a good house. And then you know how they feel about me saying that. You're ignorant. You go on that white man show. I said, Joe's not white. He's Italian. Just like they call my wife a white nationalist. Oh. She's not white. She's not a white nationalist. And you call Corey a black man, and I'm Park Cuban. That's right. That's
they
right.
Call you, from, listen, that, they call you a racist. I get the
right,
biggest
right,
kick
but
of it.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. You know, they get mad because I find humility, as we did back when we was growing up, Colonel O'Connor, All in the Family, Sherman mm-hmm. Hemsley.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
You know, Red Fox. You know, they said things and nobody, was just funny. Now it's okay for these comedy people, these black comedy people to sit up and talk about white folks. But as soon as a white person says I'm about a black person, oh, no, you can't do that. And so, come on now, it's a double standard. And I that's what I can't stand about when they say, well, you go on that white man show and you talking about us black folks. I said, I can't talk about you because I grew up with you and around you. And I said, regardless, and I said, but the key to this is that I won't be afraid to come out and say really how you are. Not everyone, but the majority rules, at least 97.8% of them are 91% of them are like that. But Joe, they get on me all the time about coming on your show. He must be paying you. How much that white man paying you? I said, he don't pay me anything.
Corey.
He gives me seedless watermelon.
I don't think I had a white pastor for decades. Okay, and go to church.
Right.
They were either black or Hispanic, right? Mostly black. Don't forget that one out. So anyway, my black pastor, you and I talked about this like 2 years ago, and somebody got really mad at me. You said it, and they got mad at me. So
we
were talking, and my black pastor, he comes in. There was some kind of birthday party or something. He comes in, and he gets up at the mic. It's 12 minutes, 15 minutes past when it was supposed to start. He says, you black folks, you never start anything on time. And you wonder why they make fun of us, right? So then You were talking to the show one day, and you said the same exact thing about some.
Yeah, well, when have you ever known black people to show up for court on time? They don't show up to anything because when black people show up for that, it's either one or two things. I told you. What did I tell you always about blacks? About
I'm not,
black
I'm
people?
Not going
you
there.
Hear
I'm
me?
Do it. You
is about the black sisters. Is it not all of them, but the majority of them. Let me see. Cocoa butter and a bad attitude and bad credit. It's got to be a black person. It's got to be. Here we go. I know somebody gonna be like, all black people aren't not that. I didn't say all black people. If you answer, then that means I'm talking about you. If you don't answer, idiot, then you don't have to worry about that. See how that go, Master Joe? Bring me on, Master. I love when you give us the corn and the rice. And the watermelon is just, see, I love doing that because I know I needle a lot of people, which I like to do. I like to needle.
Well, you know, it gets them to think, though. Come on. You brought it up, and I'm on the same page as you, All in the Family. You know, what was it? Right. All those shows.
Right.
In the 70s, they weren't putting down one group. They were showing you how asinine bigotry and racism and all that was, weren't they?
Preach.
Yeah,
preach.
And now we can't handle it. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe guinea.
Real quick, 3 years ago, tell the manifesto. When me and you were talking about this, when you first was going to bring me on, did you say bring me on because I want you to be the token? I turned down a lot of white people that wanted me to come on their shows and I've turned down a whole lot, and a whole lot of them, I didn't care to come on them anyway because some of them are just a bunch of Bible thumpers that wanted me to come on and talk out my nose, and I'm not going to do that. But you had never ever said, I want you to come on be the token black man. That's what I say. Hey, you know,
I brought you on because we were having the problems in they're burning down the CVS, and you were one of the first guys who said, I work in that area, I know that area, I can tell you what's going on in that area. And I said, oh my God, you're black, so you have, no, I didn't, you know, I mean, just crazy stuff.
Right,
you know?
But a lot of people, I think you had me, and there was a lot of other reasons that you had me up here, and I'm still up here, but the thing of it is, I thank you. I thank you. I tip my hat to you because you were one of
the But you knew what you were talking about. You weren't just somebody who wanted 7 minutes of fame on the radio to start saying, I was down there. I saw people slapping. No, that's...
Right.
I don't need that. I get that all the time. You know?
Absolutely. You can get that from anyone. You can get that almost from anyone. But, you know, I just want to tell people Joe didn't have me come on here to bash black people.
No.
Black people, they made a lot of contributions to this country, but there's a lot of them that haven't made a contribution to nothing. And what they do is been riding the system. Take a good look at Baltimore City, mid-300 murders, and they're talking about paper bags opposed to paper bags of plastic. And you got mid-300 murders.
They're going to charge you for the paper bags that used to put body parts in. Now they're going to make you pay.
Let me say this real quick. The peanut head mayor don't have a clue about what's going on. You got Marilyn Mosby. She's too busy running around on her black power get up and stuff. When the police lock him up, and then she go get him out. Her staff go get him out. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right. See that? I help him. I'm his therapist, right? I help him get all this off of his chest.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's safe to be out and around.
Sure.
Anyway, Corey, always fun to have. They will hear from you next week.
Master.
They just don't know it.
Thank you, Master.
God bless America. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, we got a smorgasbord of crazy stuff coming up. You're listening to the Real Side.